This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
My guest today is an Aussie rock legend, there's no doubt about it. He's best known perhaps as the lead singer of the iconic Aussie band called Chisel. He was born in Scotland, he moved to Australia as a boy, but he stubbornly refused to dump the Glaswegian milk, which is lucky because it features heavily in his new project, Achai the Gnu, a children's book and a companion album featuring a collaboration with Australia's most successful children's entertainers, The Wiggles. My guest is, of course, Aussie rock legend, children's author, and now the Tartan Wiggle, Mr. Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy, welcome to Joy 94.9. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Can you please tell me straight off the bat that you're going to tour this album and lead those Wiggles astray?
You know what? That might be good. Imagine one of those cool Wiggles having to share a room with me.
All pumped up on red cordial.
Renting red cars everywhere.
So I'm very excited about your new venture with the Wiggles. How'd this develop, this project for you?
My youngest daughter, Ellie Mae, she's half Thai, and she married a young shortman that had a baby. So this baby, he's got red hair, bright blue eyes. My wife, Jane, she used to try and speak Scottish to him because he looked so Scottish. So she'd be up the cot. And she'd be saying, oh, Achai the Gnu, and things like that to him. I thought she was calling him a Gnu. I started calling him the Gnu, and it stuck. So I picked up stories about him, about a Gnu, and the Gnu living in a zoo in Glasgow. I know cute stories. One day, one of my mates, Paul, who manages the Wiggles, was at the house, and I let him see them, and he said, oh, we've got to get these published, and we should make a record. And we wrote a bunch of songs, which developed into this album. Completely a labour of love. For me, it was for my grandkids.
If somebody had told me in 1982 when I was rocking out to you guys at the bowl that you would one day be, you know, singing my kids to sleep, I would have been stunned.
So would I.
To think that Jimmy Barnes is running around singing Shake Your Shaggy Shaggy Mane or Tiptoe Through the Snow. Now talk to me about the illustrations, because Kat Chadwick has done an amazing job on this book.
I grew a guinea. You know, Kat's turned it into this really gorgeous little thing. It's a wildebeest, but it's cute. He's got big blue eyes, he's got the spine, and he's got a kilt. So he's an adorable character. As these stories develop, we've all sort of really become attached to the character.
I don't want to undermine your whole project here, but I understand that the G is silent in Gnu. Do you not pronounce it Gnu?
No, that's what it's supposed to be, but I like it Gnu. It was funnier.
Yeah, it is funny because I like the way that the poems are numbered and this is number one. I think it's really cute.
And it travels like the New Zealand and stuff. You know, we wanted to make it sort of as engaging for small kids as possible. So it's like just cutesy little noises and sound effects and yells and screams.
Can you just tell me, just as a sidebar, is Anthony Field really an asshole in real life?
He's the nicest guy.
I knew you were going to say that.
Anthony Field works harder than anybody I've ever seen in my life. I feel like I'm standing still when I stand next to him. You know, the Wiggles have worked for so long. It's because they absolutely love what they're doing. Every step of this process was taken in with kids' consideration.
Well, it's an interesting point because I've read the first chapter, number one. You've managed to rhyme Gnu with all of the oo words, zoo, kangaroo, wazoo, canoe, queue, taboo. They're all there, but I know a lot of seven-year-old boys, and we just want you to rhyme with poo. Does that happen? Does it get in there?
No, it doesn't happen in this lot, but I'll put it in the next one for all the boys. I never even thought about it.
I don't want to tell you how to do your job, Jimmy, but it's a no-brainer for a seven-year-old boy.
That's a no-brainer. I hadn't even thought about it.
Coming soon, the Gnu does poo. Excellent work. I'd love to play one of your tracks out. What do you recommend, and what's the background to it?
I try to get a song that brings Australia, Africa, and Scotland together, and I think we really sort of nailed that. Anthony Blue Wiggle plays bagpipes at the end of this.
Is there nothing that Anthony Field can't do? Bagpipes, indeed.
No, he's a crosser. He's a good man.
This is Jimmy Barnes. This is off his album Achai the Gnu. This is I Will Be With You Forever, and he's backed up by our good friends of the Wiggles, Jimmy Barnes. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on Joy 94.9, and all the best with the launch of the book.
Thanks very much. And when I write the poo story, I'll give you a credit.
Great. Poo by Dean Mason. Thanks again, mate. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Tear us apart, 'cause you're here. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.